Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. The mercenary geologist with me right now, my buddy Mickey Fulp, and we're going to talk a little bit about energy. You know, I was on CBS Chicago earlier in the week, and we talked about energy, but I only had about, 10 minutes, so we really couldn't get into it as much as I wanted to. The energy situation right now is very, very interesting. Oil isn't really doing very much. It certainly has rebounded from the lows. Mick and I are going to talk a little bit about opportunities available in the oil patch, and then I'm going to bend his ear a little bit about what we both think about natural gas. Mickey, let's start with oil. Your thoughts?
Well, the oil price is robust. It's been hanging around somewhere between $100 and $110. And we're talking WTI crude for 2 or 3 months now, and everybody's got to be happy with that. I personally am happy to see that it's stabilized in that region, because oil's an interesting commodity in the fact that not only does it behave with supply-demand fundamentals, but it's very sensitive to geopolitical issues, particularly in the Middle East. So, so I'm very happy that it's stabilized, because one of my fears about oil is high oil prices lead to high inflation in real terms, and we're not talking in inflated dollars, but in real dollars. High oil, because energy is the main input to all the cost of goods, it can lead to some very severe consequences, such as food inflation in the third world, i.e. the Arab Spring of 2011, and then also from the bread and butter of what you and I do, which is more on the mining end of it.
Sure.
It increases operating costs, and we have this stuff called capital expenditure creep, CapEx creep, and makes it very hard for big projects to get financed when the rate of inflation goes up because of the price of oil.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think is going to be potentially affecting the price of oil here for the next few months, specifically until the end of the year, is the election we have coming up in the United States. Now, I know for a fact, I know the rumor for a fact was that earlier in the week there was talk coming from some of the guys and some of the traders that both the United Kingdom and the United States were going to dip into their strategic reserves in order to bring the price of oil down. Well, politically, that makes a little bit of sense, because if we have oil escalating any higher than the $105 or so that it's trading at right now, and again, that's West Texas crude, that's just one more hurdle for the president that he's going to have to go over to get reelected, because nobody likes the ensuing high gas prices. Now, that was only a rumor, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that happened in the next 4 or 5, 6 months.
Well, it absolutely wouldn't surprise me either, because we saw Obama do that, if memory serves, in the midsummer of 2010. But look at the consequences of that. Price of oil dipped about $5 or $6 in one day, and about 10 days later, it was back at $95 a barrel. So, you know, these are cosmetic things that the president would tend to do, because, I think he released something like maybe 10 million barrels or something like that from the strategic reserve before, and that's a drop in the bucket. The U.S. uses 20 million barrels a day.
Yep.
So whatever he does with strategic reserve will be solely for political purposes, in my opinion.
Sure.
And it will have very little effect on the oil market.
And it'll be very transparent, and the transparency really, I think, could jump up and bite him, so to speak. You know, they asked me on CBS if I was, if I was personally invested in the sector, and I am. I've got some pipeline plays that I'm involved in, and I've also got some junior plays that I'm involved in. One that has done very, very well for me, and I am a shareholder in it. I got to disclose that, and they are a sponsor on our site. But it's a company called New Zealand Energy. New Zealand Energy is doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I bought into it because I like the environment in that particular country as opposed to the environment in the United States. And so far, it's definitely treated me well. We've gone from about $1.04 to $3.35. I mean, obviously, past performance is no guarantee of future results along the same lines. But, you know, that little company has treated me very, very well, as have those pipeline plays. What do you think about the opportunity in the energy sector, Mick? And let's kind of stick with oil and gas right now, and then we can flip into other areas.
I think the opportunities in oil are very good right now because I think we're going to be looking at a high oil price for the foreseeable future, something, you know, let's put a bottom maybe about $90, and let's hope it doesn't go above 110.
Yeah.
Because of what I spoke about earlier. That with that caveat, I think if you can find an undervalued oil play, and I am an investor and am one of those that's now drilling in the Bakken of northwest Montana, which would be west of the major discoveries, but in somewhat a frontier area for shale oil.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of natural gas, I see no hope for it for the foreseeable future. It dropped again today. It's trading at Henry Hub at 207.
No, that's that's really low. My only thought on natural gas is, it certainly is not in the short term, but in the long term, if enough of the energy needs get diverted to be supplied by natural gas, which I think is probably a very important topic, certainly for the current administration, then I think you might see a bit of an increase there. But in the short term, Mickey, I agree with you 1,000%. What do you think about uranium?
Well, uranium's been flat. I'm still remain a uranium bull based on supply-demand fundamentals. We use 20 to 30% more uranium every year in the world than we mine, and the Russians and the U.S. are ending their megatons and megawatts program here at the end of 2013. So I remain a uranium bull. Regarding natural gas, I appreciate what you're saying in that regard, but until the U.S. commits to building infrastructure,
sure,
this isn't going to happen, and I see no evidence that the current administration is going to support infrastructure build-out, and that's the real problem with natural gas. We found too much. We don't have pipelines. We don't have separation plants. We don't have pipeline capacity where we need it, and because of that, that's the reason that gas is trading at something near, I don't know, a 4 or 5 year low. The WTI to natural gas ratio, which should be, in terms of energy provided, 6, is now 51.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes Big Al pretty happy because we use a lot of gas in our home for cooking, for heating. I'm going to be using it for heating outdoors, etc. So, you know, it can go as low as it wants, and I'm going to be happier and happier. I'm going to revisit the situation with you, Mick, in about a year and see where we're at. I don't disagree with you about, you know, the concept of the infrastructure in place right now to utilize natural gas effectively. I agree with that 100%. When I talk long term, man, I'm talking real long term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going out an awful long ways. Mickey, we got a minute left here. Tell our listeners about your website.
Okay, before I do that, and I can do it in less a minute, I think everybody ought to go and listen to the old man. The old man is T. Boone Pickens.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it right about natural gas.
Okay.
People can find me at mercenarygeologist.com. I run a free subscription service supported by sponsors, and I encourage listeners to go and see and read and listen and see what they think.
Listen, folks, we have the banner for Mercenary Geologist on our homepage. I support what Mickey is doing. Mickey is very, very transparent in all of his actions. You don't find that with everybody in the industry. With all the people on our show, you do. But you don't necessarily find that with everybody in the industry. Mickey's been around for an awful long time, and he's got some very valuable things to say. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.